So let's say I just arrived from a deserted island with my Harry Potter books and DVDs that I watched on a solar-powered laptop or something. Anyway, save me from myself and tell me if I have never heard of LeakyCon, how would you describe it?
A family reunion with family you didn't know you had. A gathering of geeks and nerds, people who are passionate about culture, starting with Harry Potter, but blooming outward according to their interests to include all sorts of properties like Doctor Who, Hunger Games, those kinds of things. And it's a place of loving fan interaction.
What can fans look forward to this weekend? What's on tap?
So much. We have signings and sing-alongs, and we have a charity ball on Saturday night. We have actors from the Harry Potter universe, from the Whedonverse. They're actually doing a spoof on Between Two Ferns called Between Two Mandrake, which I personally can't wait to see. Panels and sing-alongs and workshops and every kind of geeky fandom activity you can think of run by this passion, this love that these fans have.
What inspired you to start LeakyCon, and how has it grown?
We're a bunch of Harry Potter fans that began as the core team of the Leaky Cauldron website, and we were attendees of other Harry Potter conferences, and we just thought, you know what, we have ideas, and we just decided to start one. And we were a 700-person conference in Boston in 2009, and it was a tiny upstart organization. When we look back at the pictures now, in comparison, it kind of blows our minds how different it is. And we started really focusing on what is going to make a fan come to an event and have the time of their life. So we're absolutely not about that the main activity is getting an autograph signed or getting a photo signed. As a matter of fact, unlike many of the fan conventions, we don't charge guests for autographs or photographs. The idea is that once you walk into LeakyCon, your experience is full without having to reopen your pocketbook. And so because of that focus on having our special guests interact with the fans as much as possible, having everybody, including the talent and the guests that we bring in, explore and show their passion, has really paid off in terms of people wanting to get involved, to come and be experienced. And they walk away with these great memories that you really can't manufacture, you know? And so we've grown from 700 people in Boston, and now we're expecting 5,000 or around there this weekend. And we hope to grow even further.
What's your favorite part of LeakyCon, and what's been the fan favorite so far?
My favorite part is always, there's always a moment at the Friday Night Rock Show, and I walk around and watch these geeks who maybe don't feel totally accepted for their love of stories and the way they're passionate about it in their normal lives. They come to this event and they feel so at home. You can see it on them. It wafts off of them. You can see how excited and thrilled they are to be with people who are like them. And when that starts to happen en masse and you see people dancing at a rock show or dancing at the ball and just losing themselves and having no self-consciousness and feeling like they are finally amongst people who understand them, there's nothing better than that to me.